Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's your host, John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com. It's Across the Middle Show. We're going to talk a little bit about the New England Patriots and why they're having a bad offseason. We're also going to talk about the Arizona Cardinals, why maybe they should go against the grain and do something unexpected. Let's start with the New England Patriots. Tom Brady will face an uphill battle trying to lead the Patriots back to the Super Bowl. New England lost so many key pieces this offseason. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, but he'll have his work cut out for him if he hopes to repeat as Super Bowl champions in 2019. New England is having a brutal offseason, and so many of their players have left for other teams or retired. The most notable is Rob Gronkowski, who decided to hang up his cleats once and for all. Trey Flowers also skipped town to join the Lions, and those are the two most notable losses. However, there's a list of other guys, Trent Brown, LaDainian Waddle, Cordero Patterson, and a few others who are also no longer in Foxborough. Even for an organization like the Patriots, this is still a lot of talent to replace. You know, Bill Belichick will try to overcome these setbacks by leaning on his system and trusting his culture. He'll also try to plug some of the holes through the draft, but make no mistake about it, Tom Brady will have to pick up the slack. The 41-year-old quarterback must perform at a high level, especially in the playoffs, if he wants to will his ball club back into contention. The other key piece will be Sony Michel and whether or not he can continue to be a clutch performer throughout the season. If those two guys can put together another strong year, it's very possible New England makes it through the AFC side of the bracket. Most analysts doubted the Pats in 2018, and they were able to defy the odds. Although on paper, it looks like it'll be much tougher to do this time after such a mass exodus. Then there's the negative impact all of this could have on Tom Brady. Why would he play until 45 if the roster isn't worthy of competing for championships? Proving that the greatest dynasty in our sport is at another crossroads moment. So the New England Patriots, they are in a tough spot. You know, they lose Rob Gronkowski. They lose Trey Flowers. Several other key pieces. Chris Hogan left. Trent Brown, LaDainian Waddle, Cordero Patterson, Malcolm Brown. Just a lot of players that they leaned on to make this team tick. And without those guys, it's going to be tough to get back to the Super Bowl. I know Belichick has a great system. I know Belichick has a next man up mentality, and he kind of just plugs in, another performer and makes it happen. But it's going to be very, very tough to do if you're the Patriots. I just don't know how they're going to, you know, make it happen this time. You can't, you know, squeeze blood out of a rock. You know, you can't, you know, as good as Belichick is at, you know, coaching up these players and, you know, getting the most out of them and turning, you know, lesser talented teams into contenders. You know, so many players left that they took such a big hit. It's almost like what happened with the Rams. I don't think the Rams will get back. But I'm at the point where I almost think the Patriots have had a worse offseason than the Rams. Just so many guys left. Tom Brady's going to have to make it up. I know Tom Brady's probably frustrated because he wanted to go back-to-back. It seems like a long shot that happens. someone's going to be on the come up and, you know, might be able to knock them off. I would say Kansas City, but if they lose Tyreek Hill, that's a big loss for them. Plus they lost Justin Houston and Dee Ford. So Kansas City, you know, got worse too. So maybe someone in the AFC side of the bracket can step up and dethrone the Patriots. At the moment, it doesn't look great, you know, what they're doing or where they're at, I guess you can say. All right, the next topic. What if the Arizona Cardinals came to their senses and drafted Dwayne Haskins? Cliff Kingsbury needs the best quarterback available to uplift his team from ruins. The writing is on the wall that Kyler Murray will be drafted number one overall by the Arizona Cardinals, but that's a risky decision by the NFL's worst team. Murray is a very talented quarterback, and it's easy to get caught up in everything he accomplished after winning the Heisman Trophy. However, Dwayne Haskins is going to be a much better pro. First off, look at the 2018 stats, and you'll notice Haskins had more touchdowns, he had 50, more passing yards, 4,831, and a higher completion percentage, 70%. Plus, the former Ohio State quarterback throws the ball like Ben Roethlisberger, and he can stand in the pocket and win off arm talent alone. Kyler Murray, on the other hand, did rack up over 1,000 yards on the ground and added 12 rushing touchdowns. But do you really want a 5'10", 195-pound quarterback doing that at the professional level? You have to realize coaches always talk about the RH factor for a reason. That's how fast a player can run and how hard they can hit. Nobody has a better RH factor than NFL linebackers, and that's why quarterbacks have to win with Dwayne Haskins' style of play. The other thing that defines Haskins is his ability to perform when the stakes are high. Last season, he dropped 62 points on the Michigan Wolverines in one of the biggest rivalries in all of sports. With the 6'3", 220-pound gunslinger, Kingsbury could have a guy with both playmaking abilities and killer instincts on the football field. You know, when you're an offensive-minded coach, it's all about getting the best pieces available to execute your game plan. By putting Haskins right in the middle of everything, there's no doubt Arizona will significantly improve, and it will be a step in the right direction momentum-wise. Steve Keim needs to go against the grain and make a splash for the Cardinals, and he can do that by drafting Dwayne Haskins, the guy who threw 50 touchdown passes in the Big Ten. Very impressive, very tough to do, and a guy that's just, you know, extremely gifted when it comes to just sitting in the pocket and making it happen. And, you know, Murray's 5'10". You know, Drew Brees sat in the pocket as a shorter guy and made it happen. But, you know, Murray loves to use his escapability and get on the edge and, you know, use his athleticism in his favor. The only problem is at the NFL level, those type of quarterbacks take a lot of hits. Even at one point, Lamar Jackson, who's like the best mobile quarterback, I guess you can say right now, even got dinged up a little bit because those linebackers are just headhunting. They're taking your head off, and it's just hard to hold up for all 16 games when you play that style of play. Now, Haskins, he's the exact opposite. He's just going to drop back, hitch his feet, let it fly. And he did it at Ohio State, and that Ohio State team last year, even though they had a lot of great athletes, because Urban Meyer always recruits very good athletes, talent wise they were a little bit down at Ohio State last year, and they struggled for what we're used to seeing from Meyer in his final year. But Haskins, you know, he held everything together the best he could. You take Dwayne Haskins out of that Ohio State team, and they would have been in a lot of trouble. And then there's what he does on the big stage. You know, he beats the Michigan Wolverines by dropping 62 points on them. You know, that was, you know, that's the biggest rivalry in all sports, one of them for sure. And for him to show out like that, you know, if I'm an NFL scout, I'm like, there's my guy the whole way. You know, 6'3", 220, he's got everything across the board. There's no strikes against him. And then when you saw him throw at the pro day, he just caught the snap, dropped back, and let this ball fly to the point where you're like, okay, his throw power is off the charts. He's got a deep ball that some guys just simply can't have because they don't have the genetic makeup to put all that weight behind their throws. Very similar to Ben Roethlisberger. If you watch Ben Roethlisberger throw, he can just unload it deep. Haskins is the same way. And I just feel like Arizona can't get all caught up in these scouts and what they say, because we see these scouts get it wrong all the time. You know, half of these scouts didn't even play football. There's GMs and coaches who didn't even play football. And then they're going out there and they're putting out these evaluations, and what happens? It goes on social media, and then the groupthink takes over. Because once a trend hits social media, everybody just believes it to be the truth, and they all get on board with it. And no one has the ability to stop and think for themselves and, you know, take 2 seconds to realize, hey, I have a brain. I can process information myself. I don't have to settle for the default that everybody says and kind of conform to the norm that, you know, all these people are setting. And I think Arizona and, you know, Steve Keim in particular, Steve Keim just traded up for Josh Rosen. They're already going to get rid of him. Steve Keim's reign as a general manager has been an absolute train wreck. Now he's already going to ship out Rosen. Like I said, they traded up for him, so that was complete waste. Kyler Murray, 5'10 player, terrible in a lot of interviews. Just didn't seem like he cared. Not to mention, as soon as they trade Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray could be like, you know what, I decided I'm going to play baseball. And that alone should be enough of a red flag to not go with him. Kingsbury's adamant that that's his guy. He's the perfect fit for his system. He's too much of a competitor to pass up. Let me tell you something. When you're at Oklahoma – and you're the favorite to win the Big 12, and you probably have the most talented roster in the Big 12, it's easier to have that kind of success. And like I said, Ohio State, they were down a little bit in terms of what we're used to seeing from Ohio State over the last 6 or 7 years. But Haskins still threw for 50 touchdowns, still has the biggest arm. There's no way Kyler Murray has a bigger arm than Dwayne Haskins. No, there's no way. Murray can run more and add that element to the Cardinals offense. And Murray did have over 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns on the ground too. But, you know, do you want your 5'10 quarterback to get KO'd? Because sooner or later, if you play with fire long enough, you're going to get burned. And, you know, to me, I'm drafting the quarterback that reminds me the most of Tom Brady. Dwayne Haskins is that guy. And I haven't even talked about, they could just stay with Josh Rosen. Stay with Josh Rosen and draft the best player, or trade down for a king's ransom and load up on picks and give your team a chance to really win. I just think this is another foolish decision by the Arizona Cardinals. We're accustomed to seeing this from Arizona, and this one's really going to hurt them because you had the number one overall pick. There were so many options that you could have went with. Like, what did the Rams give up to get Jared Goff? I think they traded with the Titans and gave up like 6 picks. Those 6 picks could put Arizona, if they could get 6 picks, that would put them in a serious position to turn things around. But it doesn't seem like they're going that route. Cliff Kingsbury needs his guy, Kyler Murray, but he should be going with Dwayne Haskins. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off.